This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Kellner. Johan Gillette was sentenced to life in prison today without the possibility of parole. A Lane County jury last week convicted Gillette of two counts of aggravated murder and one count of intentional murder in the deaths of his father, James Gillette, and Andrew McLucas. KLCC's Rachel McDonald was at the sentencing hearing this morning and joins us now. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
So, Rachel, Johan Gillette was on trial for several weeks in Eugene for the beating death of his father and his father's live-in partner. Did he maintain that the killings were self-defense?
He did, but the jury convicted him of aggravated murder. James Gillette and his partner, Andrew McLucas, were beaten to death on September 7, 2012, at their home south of Eugene. Johan Gillette says his father was trying to point a gun at him and he feared for his life. He spoke at the sentencing hearing and continued to insist that was the case.
The jury convicted Johan Gillette of aggravated murder, which could have meant the death penalty. So why a sentence of life in prison?
Johan Gillette and his lawyers met last Friday with the Lane County District Attorney's Office and Judge Mary Ann Bearden. They came to this settlement that includes two counts of life in prison without possibility of parole to be served consecutively. The deal took the death penalty off the table and therefore relieved the jury of the decision on sentencing.
What else happened at the sentencing hearing today?
Family and friends had the opportunity to speak in the courtroom. The son of Andrew McLucas, Jake Shapiro, was the first to speak. He told the court his mother was supposed to be on a plane to Massachusetts to visit him and his family the day she was killed. He spoke with me briefly after the hearing.
Well, mostly my thoughts have been about my mom and her life and this tragedy. And the sentence was one that we felt was appropriate given the circumstances, which were so tragic, and that my mother herself would not have favored the death penalty. Also carried weight with me.
Andrew McLucas was former dean of the U of O School of Music. Shapiro and several others who talked about her love of life, sense of adventure, and commitment to music and her students. It may be that she was planning to leave James Gillette, and the fact she was preparing to visit her son that day and could have been spared if the timing were different adds to the sense of tragedy in this case.
I understand as part of his court settlement, Johan Gillette has given up most of his appeals. So what happens now?
Deputy District Attorney Stephen Morgan explained to reporters that Gillette has one option in terms of an appeal.
He retains his right to petition for post-conviction relief, which is a review on the adequacy of his attorneys. He'll have that, and he'll need to file that within a year of today. But this provides an additional phase of certainty for the families, for the McLucas families, that shortens any appeal process. I mean, the direct appeal process can take 5-10 years.
Why do you think that Johan Gillette agreed to that deal?
I spoke with Johan Gillette's younger brother, James, this afternoon. He says his brother is not a murderer and that it's hard to accept the jury's verdict. But James says his brother agreed to the settlement because it means he can live even if it's in prison.
The bottom line for me was I didn't want to have to explain to our kids at some point that the state had chosen that justice involved a death penalty in this case. We disagree with the severity of the verdict and the justice of that verdict.
That's the brother of Johan Gillette, James. The trial judge, Alyssa Rook Lee, urged everyone involved with the case to work toward healing. She told Johan Gillette he's smart and has the opportunity to get an education in prison and to help others, and she reminded him he's still a brother and an uncle.
Thank you for speaking with us, Rachel.
You're welcome.
KLCC's Rachel McDonald reporting on today's sentencing of Johan Gillette in Eugene. He's been given two life sentences in the deaths of his father, James Gillette, and Andrew McLucas. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner.